I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, November 11th, and Odell, we have a mini emergency special podcast edition of Odell Beckham signing with the Rams and joining me to break it down. Before we also record our pick show, you can watch them both on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6, or search for Pick Six Podcast in the YouTube app. We'll be live for both of these shows. Drop it in the comments. Use like hashtag, you can Benson sucks or hashtag fire Prisco, whatever you want. They're trying to cancel you in the comments here, Pete.
Who is?
I don't know. Somebody says you need to get some fire in your belly and figure out the podcast.
Get in front of me right now. You'll see plenty of fire in my belly.
Hey, Caleb, learn the game.
Down. No, I'm kidding, Caleb. I'm kidding. Learn the game because my stuff won't work. It's Debo. He sets me up and he never fixes it right every week.
Yep, that's the way to blame somebody else for your failures. That's what I like to do with my picks when they go sour. But before we get to picks, we're going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. He signed with the Rams. Pete, does this take the Rams over the top? Does it make him the best team in football? Does it make Matthew Stafford a surefire Hall of Famer and MVP candidate?
I don't get it. I'll be honest with you. I just don't understand it. I don't think he's that good. I'm in the minority on that one. I think his best years are behind him. I know the Rams are going for it. And talking to people out there, that's something they said. Look, this is it. We're going for it. So why not get as many players as you can? But I just don't like the move. What's wrong with Van Jefferson? Is he not good enough? And the one thing you're not adding is a deep threat. He's not a deep speed guy. So I don't like the move for the Rams, but – if you're Beckham, there are better opportunities, I think, for you out there.
RJ, if you were Odell Beckham, would you have gone to Green Bay instead of the Rams, as he was reportedly debating about this? This does have some like 2010 Eagles, the Vince Young
Dream Team
Eagles, yeah, like feel about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it depends on what he wants. If he wants a better chance at a ring, you go to the Rams. If you want better chance at stats, you go to the Packers, because you know you're going to be the number two option there, and you don't know what kind of usage you're getting. And with the Rams, because there's no guarantee. I mean, he's even ahead of Robert Woods in the pecking order. I think they want to turn that into a little bit better of a rotation between Woods and Beckham and Jefferson. But I'll tell you what, this would be a net negative if this takes away some targets from Cooper Kupp, because that guy's just awesome. Like you don't want to throw him the ball less, because that makes your offense worse if you're throwing the ball to OBJ instead of Cooper Kupp. So we'll see. There's no effect on the futures odds yet. They're plus 750 right now. They were plus 750 earlier in the week. The Rams were to win the Super Bowl. So I don't think anybody sees this as like this massive addition at this point. That's going to change.
What are the Packers odds right now?
Plus 1,000.
I still think the Packers are better than the Rams. And when it comes time to play, I think the Packers will do what they did last year. I think they're the better team. Here's the other thing. Can Odell Beckham play guard? I mean, after what happened last week, the interior of the offensive line got beat up pretty darn good. It wasn't anybody on the outside that had a problem with him. So I don't know. I just don't like the move. I don't think he's what they need. He doesn't run that well. And they have guys that can do what he can do. You mentioned it. RJ Kupp can do plenty of that. So can Woods. I don't know what Beckham adds to it. So I don't like the move.
Yeah, Green to Bay RJ's point. Where so RJ's point about the Cooper Kupp thing. I mean, they have the like Robert Woods has already been a little miffed early in the season that he wasn't getting enough targets. He had some squeaky wheel action and got that one big game. You know, they have Van Jefferson. They used a high pick on Van Jefferson. And so why are you not developing him and getting more out of him? You know, Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in football through 9 weeks of the season. Like undeniably, when Odell Beckham gets there, there are going to be some targets forced his way. And those very, very well may come at the expense of Cooper Kupp. It's I think it feels extraneous and unnecessary, to be perfectly frank.
Wasn't the whole idea of getting rid of DeSean Jackson is so you can develop Van Jefferson? And you drafted Van Jefferson with the idea that you could have a relatively cheap wide receiver in that group playing for you. Okay. It's a weird this one, look. The Rams have made the moves. Von Miller, you understand. When they went and got Jalen Ramsey, you can understand. This one's a little strange to me.
Yeah.
Should have claimed Josh Reynolds off of waivers because he got waived at the same time. And Lions picked him up with that first priority. Obviously, the Rams couldn't have got him because he went right to the team at the top right. of the waiver priority. But, you know, I think Pete would say that Reynolds' stats are probably going to be better than Beckham's stats just because he doesn't have anybody to fight with in Detroit. So it's going to be interesting to see at the end of the year what Beckham's stats with the Rams look like and how many targets he actually gets.
What are your, I mean, what would your expectations be, Pete, for, and Devo put it up a few minutes ago, but the added win projection is like, you know, I mean, 0.1 win. So
I don't know how much better he makes him, Will. I just don't. I don't know how much better. The problem isn't the receivers. That's not their problem. So how much better does he make him? And if he goes in there and starts being a problem, there's what's going to be a problem and an issue. I don't think I tweet it out all the time. Name over game. He doesn't have the game that you think he has anymore. He just doesn't.
He's caught 17 passes for 232 yards this season so far. That's not obviously not great. Over the last 2 years with the Browns, 40 catches, 551 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, he hasn't been the same receiver since he left New York. You know, really, he hadn't been the same receiver since 2016. Like those injuries in 2017 just sort of derailed him. The trade in Cleveland, you know, you had 1,000 receiving yards in 18 and 19, but you know, didn't play full seasons. It just feels like, you know, if going to the Rams magically turns him back into an elite receiver, then credit to Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay for the ability to get the most out of him. But I agree. It does feel like it's like something you do on a fantasy football team. It doesn't feel like a necessary move for a Rams team that is already loaded with wide receivers and has bigger problems to deal with on defense and on the offensive line.
I agree 100%. It's a strange move. I could understand him going to the Packers because Rodgers could handle him. And, you know, it's not a young quarterback. He's going to derail. Hey, look, I talked to a guy in the league today. He said, no chance I would ever bring him in. No, no way. Because they think he's a problem. Plus, he's got some shoulder issues to go with the knee. I mean, it's just there's too much there. And he's 29.
It's over the hill. 29, man. You washed up.
I'm just glad to find out this name over game tweet that we have on the screen from Pete was about Odell Beckham and not about my picks. I thought he was talking about me and subtweeting me. I was going to reply.
No. RJ, your name is always over. Your game is always over your name. I can promise you that.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's very kind of you.
It did dig on nobody knowing me, but I appreciate it.
All right. Do you think there's a chance that this was designed to block him going to like the Packers or another NFC contender? I mean, like in part, or is it like, you know, they're talking with Stafford and Stafford's like, yeah, like hell yeah, go get Beckham. Like he's a great player. And Von Miller, you know, they're all, you know, you see the Von Miller, the FaceTime, like, is this a recruitment from all these other players? And, or is it even a situation where Odell finally decided he wanted to go to the Rams because, you know, sunny California or frozen ass Wisconsin. And he just ultimately decided that was the best landing spot in LA, you know, it's very Odell Beckham-y, et cetera, et cetera.
Plus, we don't know how interested they all were anyways. We hear it. You don't know. Maybe Rodgers went to him and said, nah, we don't want him. You know, who knows? We don't know. You know, since he's a general manager now, so you got to ask if he wanted him.
Jordan Schultz tweeted out that not once did OBJ feel like Green Bay was all in. On the flip side, he spoke with Sean McVay, who was able to creatively detail the multitude of ways he'd maximize Odell Beckham's talents. You buy or sell that, RJ?
Yeah, he's going to hand him the ball coming on some end arounds near the goal line, get him some touches. That's probably going to be – yeah, the Packers thing doesn't surprise me that they weren't all in on him and committed to getting him, because they seem like for years that they've been fine with their receiver core, even if the rest of us aren't. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, Alan Lazard, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, that's all we need to complement Davante Adams. So we'll roll with what we got. So when a big name like this comes on the market, I'm not surprised that Green Bay isn't falling all over themselves to get them, because they could have added talent in the draft. They could have added talent in free agency. They still – hadn't done anything. They just want to roll Davante Adams or bust. So that's what they're going to keep on doing.
If they had could get Valdez Scantling speed on OBJ, then I'd sign him right away. I mean, that kid can fly, right? He can't run. This league is about guys who can run, and you have to be able. Look, I get it. I understand that he once was this big play threat. He's just not anymore.
The other thing too, you know, Jordy Nelson was on our last year during the season. We would do the second half, the late game Twitch shows with for Fantasy Football Today, and Jordy Nelson was on there with me and Adam Azer, and we're sort of asking him, like, you know, what, you know, why aren't the Packers more aggressive about bringing in guys on the trade deadline, receivers? And he said the problem for the Packers was that Rodgers likes his guys to not only learn how to run their routes, but to learn how to run secondary freestyle routes. Once, you know, when Aaron does that thing where he turns his back and spins out of the pocket and starts, you know, getting on the move, you know, they work on that in practice, where the receivers start, they it's timing wise. When they see Rodgers start to do that little, he turns his back to the field for a second, it's on them to start to maneuver and run a secondary route and to get open in sort of a freestyle type of way. And so that makes it difficult for somebody who's coming in, like an Odell Beckham type would be coming in, and, you know, middle of November, to magically pick up on all the nuances of what Rodgers is doing on those secondary breaks. And so that might be part of it too.
Here's the other thing about the receivers in Green Bay. It wasn't the receivers in the offense that was the reason they didn't get to the Super Bowl. Come on. Yeah. So they were thinking about taking Bateman last year. They were seriously considering that. But if they didn't, he went before him, right? He went to Baltimore before him. If they get Bateman, are they better off now with Bateman and not having Stokes? No.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
All right. Should have used that Jordan Love pick on a receiver, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that one we can
agree. Something else. Or anything something else.
Anything else. Literally anything else. A different quarterback.
That was a terrible, terrible pick.
All right, that's it for the Odell Beckham to the Rams emergency podcast. Of course, hit that like button if you're watching, subscribe, rate, and review. And make sure and check out our picks podcast with Pete and RJ. If you are watching on YouTube right now, don't go anywhere. Don't press anything. We will kickstart that thing in just a second. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.